There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Based on prophecy, and for the first time in 2,000 years, five red heifers required for the ritual purification for those who have touched a dead body will be used to create the ashes required by Jewish law for one's purification. And as the Temple Institute prepares to lay the ground for the construction of the third temple in Jerusalem, this purification process is vital for the Kohanim, or priests, to conduct work on the temple. The red heifer features in the book of Numbers, chapter 19, verse 3, when God tells Moses and Aaron, quote, "This is the ritual law that God has commanded. Instruct the Israelite people to bring you a red cow without blemish, in which there is no defect, on which no yoke has been laid," unquote. Today, all Jews, including Kohanim priests, are regarded as impure based on contact with a corpse, and those considered impure with this type of impurity will be prohibited from entering the envisaged temple. Progressive Jewish leaders in the United States have launched a new think tank to counter what its founders regard as an influential move by some billionaires to contribute conservative ideas to the Jewish world. Emor, the Institute for Bold Jewish Thought, has in turn offered to fund research by collecting smaller donations from a larger number of supporters to host events with scholars and publish essays focusing broadly on Jewish traditions and teachings to influence public views and policy around issues such as racism, immigration, and LGBTQ rights in the United States. Emor will also provide a platform for scholars and analysts who are critical of Israel. Emor says that this initiative is in response to a need for an ongoing progressive Jewish world to interrogate and unpack Jewish text, traditions, and history, and to respond to and counter ongoing prejudicial and biased challenges faced today. Remnants of Nazi brutality in concentration camps need to be preserved as a reminder of Jewish history and persecution, and a project, appropriately called Soul to Soul, in reference to body and footwear, has been launched to preserve 8,000 disintegrating shoes stored at a memorial in the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp. About 1.1 million people from across Europe were deported to Auschwitz-Birkenau, out of which an estimated 232,000 were children, mostly Jewish. The Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum has discovered handwriting which identifies inscriptions in shoes belonging to children deported to the Nazi camp, and one of the inscriptions found had the child's first and last name, the marking of the transport, and the child's registration number on the transport list. In another shoe, documents in Hungarian were found. As Jewish film production continues to make its mark globally, a new independent production company aims to ensure that Jewish tradition is carried forward on TV and film. Jewish stories continually prove to be what is considered as hot property in Hollywood, and the launch of Levithian Productions aims to specialize in developing content based on Jewish history, literature, and folk tales, as well as stories about Israel. The company so far has reacted quickly to acquire a number of upcoming projects with Jewish themes, including planned adaptations of Photograph 51 about Rosalind Franklin, the British Jewish chemist who played a central role in discovering the molecular structures of DNA, RNA, and viruses, and The Pledge about the United States' role in Israel's 1948 War for Independence. The launch of Levithian Productions follows the recent launch of Reboot Studios, which is a funding initiative for Jewish entertainment, which identifies itself as the Sundance Labs of the Jewish world. And Friday is here again. Time to see what made headlines this week. Democratic Alliance Member of Parliament Madeleine Hicklin attends a conference in Washington, D.C., focused on anti-Semitism in social media and outlines South Africa's position on the matter. Azerbaijan, one of 57 Muslim countries worldwide, receives praise from the Jewish world for embracing its culture, traditions, and contributions to Azerbaijan's education system and economy. A United Nations climate conference will, for the first time in November, host 10 Israeli climate tech companies, where the country is confident of imparting its advanced research and methodologies for the benefit of developing nations. And starting next week, the Israeli Music Festival will show off its musical talents and capabilities of all ages, its purpose being to promote these genres and make the public aware of an evolving musical culture. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.